From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. Through sundown today, Jewish communities across the world are observing Yom HaShoah, commemorating the nearly 6 million Jewish victims of the Holocaust. Coming up, we'll talk to a woman who survived the Nazi collaborators in Paris by hiding in the French countryside, only to learn her parents and other family members perished. We'll also talk to a Fort Myers rabbi and a Holocaust researcher about how this day is marked by Jewish communities here in Southwest Florida. Plus, confronting nature to hike to the highest peaks can have some rather obvious correlations with overcoming obstacles in life. Training for one has a way of helping with the other, according to a local group called WellFit Girls. They put on a 5-month program which trains teenage girls to conquer the ultimate hike of Machu Picchu. That story is coming up in the second half of our show. But first, the news. Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. Training teenaged girls for a once-in-a-lifetime hike to Machu Picchu has benefits beyond physical endurance, and that's the purpose behind a local group called WellFit Girls, which puts young ladies through the paces for 5 months leading up to that ultimate hike. Tonight in Naples, best-selling author Cheryl Strayed, who wrote the book, so to speak, on hiking and its correlation with overcoming obstacles in life, will speak and host a book signing to benefit the WellFit Girls program. Here to tell us more about the event and the program itself is Executive Director of WellFit, Colby Hazenwinkle. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Also here to give us a firsthand glimpse into the program and its impact on a woman is a person who went through the program herself, Sophia Romalo. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We are talking about WellFit Girls, hiking trails, and the personal growth that can come from it. Give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we are at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. First, Colby, tell me about WellFit Girls. What's the program and when did it get its start?
WellFit Girls was founded by Jill Wheeler in 2014. So we're now in our fourth year as a program, our second as a nonprofit. Our mission is to inspire, challenge, and empower teen girls to climb high in all areas of life through transformational leadership programs. And essentially what our program does is it's a 5-month program. It begins in January. We meet twice a week with the girls doing leadership and fitness. And it culminates with a 10-day expedition to Peru in June, where the girls do community service. They trek above 15,000 feet and we visit Machu Picchu.
It sounds pretty incredible. And what kind of girls do this program?
We have a wide range of girls from different socioeconomic backgrounds. We now are serving girls in Collier County and Lee County. And so we are looking for girls who need an extra boost in self-esteem, that are really at a place where we see that they have everything they need, but they don't see it yet. And so our curriculum works on body image, bold leadership, conflict resolution, and guides them through these 5 months. We have incremental successes. They start to believe they can do things they never thought they could do. And all of a sudden, they're coming home from this amazing once-in-a-lifetime opportunity in Peru with this new sense of self.
That's really a tough time, those teenage years, to actually, and you see that a girl's just got everything she needs. It's hard for them to see it in themselves because I remember those years myself. Sophia Romalo, when did you do this program?
I actually did the program last year. I actually managed to make a spot for myself. I'm a student at FGCU, and I was a student last year as well, where this program is typically for high school-aged girls. It was just such an amazing experience. I can't even begin to describe what it's done for me.
What made you want to do it?
I did a program, a summer retreat that Jill, the founder, had about 2 years prior, and it helped me a lot with my confidence. I had gone away to college myself in Palm Beach, and I was having a lot of trouble there, being away from my family, being on my own, and I remembered the things Jill told me, and I remembered she had this program, and I was like, I want to do this. I want to find myself. I want to challenge myself, and I reached out, and I found a spot.
So, and did you find yourself gaining some confidence as a result of going through it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. If you would have asked me a year and a half ago to be on the radio, I would have cried. I wouldn't have been able to do it, but now I find myself speaking. more publicly, having so much more confidence, it's definitely changed me a lot for the better.
And was that because of the exercises, the team exercises, or actually making the big trip?
I think it was a combination of it all. We had a lot of leadership training, and we've gone to a lot of events where we have to share our stories, where we have to speak about the things that we've overcome and the things that we've done together. And I feel like that's definitely built me to be able to speak now.
You're kind of made to do it. You're kind of forced into it. And so when you are forced into it, you found that you survived.
Yeah,
you did okay.
Exactly.
And then you might be able to try it again. So, Colby, I wanted to ask you also, what exactly does the 5-month WellFit program entail? You show up for the first day. What's it like?
Day one, they show up and we do a fitness test. We really want to see what we're dealing with, what we're starting with. And we go from there. We meet twice a week. 1 day a week is a leadership training. 1 day is a fitness day. And we have a small group of girls, 11 to 15. And so we are creating a small group dynamic, a safe space for these girls to really feel friendship, feel comfortable, feel that they can feel connection. They're really craving that. And it's you and I can think back to our high school years and how hard that was. I can't even describe how hard it is for them right now, especially with social media.
So, you think it's harder for teenagers these days
than
it was?
I do. They're constantly 24/7 have to be this image that they present themselves on social media and filters, and they're not becoming comfortable with who they actually are in their own skin. They're trying to present themselves in a different way. So, you know, they go through a lot in this 5 months, a lot. And people ask me, oh, well, can't they just do the Peru portion without the 5 months, or can they do the 5 months without the Peru portion? But as Sophia explained, we really believe that this is it's an all-in-one, it's a holistic program where we cover so many different aspects of the leadership, the fitness, the communication, social entrepreneurship. So there's a lot to this program that makes it successful. It's not just a trip, and it's not just a leadership program. It's all-encompassing. Adventure therapy is what Jill Wheeler, our founder, created for this program.
Do you have to be in shape when you start up?
No. And we have a lot of girls that aren't and have never worked out before, or are coming to us from really malnutrition. They're not eating at all, or they're eating
processed stuff, like
yes,
poor food choices,
fast
poor food availability.
I was going to use another word, but I didn't know if I could say it on the radio. So, yeah, they're so unhealthy. And so it's about getting them to see an endpoint, which is the track, and what incremental changes can they make in their life to get them to a point where they can accomplish that successfully. So if it's cutting out soda or cutting out the fast food, getting them moving, that's in itself one aspect of our program.
It ends up being pretty rewarding on a lot of different levels. We are talking about WellFit Girls, a program that trains teenage girls for a hike to the Incan citadel called Machu Picchu in the Andes Mountains of Peru. Have you made that hike? Give us a call and tell us about it at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. Now, I watched the trailer that you guys had done that was chronicling the hike to Machu Picchu, and we'll post a link to it on our Twitter feed at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. It looks like it was sort of a tough hike. What did it feel like when you reached the goal there, Sophia?
It was incredible. It was such an amazing feeling. It was even more amazing being up there with this group of girls that I'd worked 5 months with and seeing all of us make it to the top, like, as a team.
Did anybody have a hard time on the hike?
I think all of us went through a bit of difficulties at some point.
Like moments where you're thinking, there's no way I can keep going?
Yeah, but we all supported each other and we all motivated each other to get up there and, you know.
That's where that group dynamic comes in handy, right?
For sure.
It kind of helps. Now, part of that, when I was watching that video, it said that you had Peruvian girls that then joined the team for the trek. How does that work out?
So we did that the first year. We actually paid for them to come with us on the trek and for the documentary. And we work with an organization called Peru's Challenge. They picked the girls, and it was really an amazing cultural exchange for that group. We haven't done that again because of funding. Ultimately, you know, we're in a place where we're fundraising for our own girls, and we're not in a place where we can afford to do that. But for the first year, we did do that with that group. And this year, in a way, we're almost doing it with our Naples and Fort Myers groups. Having gone through the program separately, we're doing one trek to Peru in June. So they're just starting to meet. They haven't really met each other. But even those girls, who they think they're very different, are very similar.
That's so interesting. And then you mentioned fundraising, though. You have an event coming up tonight.
Yes.
Now, this is kind of interesting. How did you end up getting Cheryl Strayed, who wrote Wild, which, if nobody's read it, it's a number one bestseller. It's about a woman who takes this hike, and it's this huge moment of personal revelation, I suppose. But how did that all come together?
Yeah, it's amazing to have Cheryl Strayed speak for us tonight. We applied for this opportunity, and she looked into our organization, and she loves what we're doing, and we're obviously very much in alignment, using nature and the outdoors to affect positive change. And so she's coming to speak for us. We couldn't have done it without our sponsors. Can I name Chico's, Fine Mark, Venue Naples, Priority Marketing, and Florida Weekly. I mean, they really all came together, and this is really a community event. I mean, we're sold out. It's going to be amazing.
So you're sold out.
We are.
All right.
Yeah, we'll have a small number of standing room only tickets available at the door, but a very small number on a first come first serve basis. But it's a sold out event.
So she's going to speak and do a book signing.
Correct. There's a VIP cocktail hour for the first hour where she'll do a meet and greet with and take photos. And then she'll speak for about 45 minutes. There'll be a Q&A and then do a book signing afterwards. And all proceeds benefit WellFit Girls.
So why do you think that something like this WellFit program, why do you think this is something that's more capable of empowering girls than, you know, a lesson or just kind of group meetings?
We, as I said before, we're a holistic program. So we have a lot of aspects of our program that collectively work to get the girls to see that they can do anything they put their mind to. I don't know that we're better than any other organization, but in a way, I like to say that we're completion.
It's definitely unique.
Yeah, we're very unique. So, you know, we are able to use our small group dynamic, our one-on-one mentoring, and fitness, leadership, all that, the curriculum, it all encompasses together to create a really empowering experience. But there's nothing it's so hard to explain the actual trek portion of this program.
Yeah, I think leaving the country.
Yes, and getting them out of the country where they're disconnecting from the known, they're connecting with the unknown. They're thousands of miles away from home, and they are uncomfortable. And it's all about getting them to become comfortable with being uncomfortable. They're freezing at night, but they know they're going to be okay. Their legs are hurting, but they know they can push through. They are having trouble breathing, but they know that if they keep going, that the reward is at the top. You know, we believe you can't have transformation without tension. So it's really all about creating this tension that gets them to see that it's okay, that there's a transformation occurring when they get that butterfly feeling in their stomach and they don't think they can go any further. They want to throw up and they're sick. It's like, no, wait, this is really exciting. This is the transformation that's happening.
And then when you finally make it to the end, it's great. So when you went to Peru, Sophia, tell me, what did you think when you saw the Peruvian culture when you got there?
My family's actually from Bolivia, so it was a little different for me because typically when I go to Bolivia, which is very similar to the Peruvian culture, I see more of the normal aspect, whereas this time we were seeing a lot more of, like, the culture and the poverty. And something I learned from there that I still take with me today is that happiness is a choice. You see all these people, these children playing with water jugs as their toys, and they are beyond happy, and they're happy with what they have, even if it's so little. And, you know, it was just I was just in awe to see all of that.
Did other girls that were in your group, did they kind of have a similar feeling? I mean, you said your family's from Bolivia, so you're used to kind of going there, but there are girls that probably went on your trip that had never left the country?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
How did they react or respond, or did anything really stick out to them?
I think a lot stuck out to them. I think that all in all, for all of us, it was a culture shock. It was something completely different than what we're used to.
Do you keep in touch with some of the girls from the group that you went on?
Oh, definitely. I keep in touch with them all the time. If we see each other, it's always all hugs. I mean, when we're there, it's a bond that you can't recreate.
You know? When you go through those kinds of trials, you don't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just to touch on what the girls experience, we do serve a lot of low-income girls who feel they come from a place of poverty here in the States, in Lee County and Collier County. And then they go to Peru and they see what Sophia was describing with, you know, kids that are so happy that have nothing, and they come back with this appreciation and gratitude for what they have here.
Yeah, maybe I'm not doing so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you mentioned also with people with different diets, you know, somebody that's been on a steady fast food diet, well, there's not a McDonald's at Machu Picchu.
Well, no, and that's why it's really important that we work with them from day one to cut some of that stuff out, because when the altitude sickness is very real. And so we need to get them to Peru healthy, hydrated, fit as best we can, so that they're it's a safety issue, really. So that's why it's so important that they're cutting that stuff out of their diets early on in the program, so that by the time 5 months comes around, they don't need that.
And when they get down to Peru, are they seeing any of the agrarian community type thing? Are they seeing that, oh, well, food comes from the ground and these people are growing it, and that, do they get
any
touch of that?
Yes, we work with a Peru's Challenge, which is a nonprofit, and they take us into the outskirts of Cusco, and we visit a very small village community where the girls get to see homes. They go into a home, they work at the school, the community service work is at the school, they meet the kids. So they're really seeing what real families are dealing with, and they're not just flying into Cusco and going to Machu Picchu and seeing all the touristy stuff. So it's really impactful. And again, that's what Jill, our founder, created in this program, was meaningful travel, that you're going and you're doing the touristy stuff, but you're giving back first and seeing what these people actually live, what their life is like, their daily life.
It sounds like a pretty incredible program, and you have a great event coming out tonight. Are any of the girls going to be able to go and meet the writer tonight?
They are. We were very fortunate to have somebody sponsor tickets for the girls. So we have a couple alumni in our group, and our girls this year that will be there, and it's going to be an amazing, just an amazing night for them to really hear. Cause, and where I connect the dots of Cheryl and these girls is really just their stories and coming from a place of, you know, I went through this in their past, but instead of using their past as this.
Instead of using their past to inform the future?
Yeah.
Or present?
Yeah, that they're using their past to empower themselves, that they're who they want to be and creating beyond that and not letting their past define who they have to be.
Instead of, this is what has happened to me, this is what I'm making happen
for
me, right?
Poor me, boo-hoo, I can't go on because of this. Well, no, actually, I'm choosing to do this with my life and get myself out of this place where I was.
Did you get that from it, Sophia?
Yeah, actually, one of the leaders from WellFit Girl, she gave me this quote that I always think of all the time, and it's to make your mess your message. And I feel
make
like...
Make your mess your message.
I feel like that's just kind of what WellFit's all about. You know, we've all been through a mess. We all have pasts, and we work together to overcome it and empower ourselves from it.
Well, that's great. We're going to have to leave it there right now, but I want to thank our guests, Colby and Sophia. I really appreciate you coming in today and sharing your story. And we have links to the event tonight, as well as links to the WellFit Girls website on our site at wgcunews.org. Just click on the Gulf Coast Live tab. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Our show today was produced by and directed by Matthew Smith with help from A.J. Leonard. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Julie Glenn. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers, 90.1. WMKO Marco Island, 91.7 FM. NPR for Southwest Florida.